Maybe you remember Mr. Potato Head from when you were a kid, that plastic potato with removable facial features.
Mr. Potato Head, I made you!
It's one of the most iconic toys sold by the company Hasbro. WBUR's Yasmin Ammer reports the Pawtucket, Rhode Island toy maker is thinking about more than fun and games lately. Its workers are thinking about purpose.
The toy shelf at Hasbro headquarters is a kid's dream. Maybe for some adults, too.
We're looking at Monopoly. We are looking at Twister, Guess Who, so Game of Life, Mousetrap.
Catherine Beliveau is part of Hasbro's C-suite, but probably not a title you've heard of before. She's the chief purpose officer.
So we think of ourselves as both the conscience and the voice of the company.
Beliveau became Hasbro's chief purpose officer in 2020, the first to hold that title in the company's nearly 100-year-old history. So what does she do as chief purpose officer?
At Hasbro, it's about everything. So the chief purpose officer thinks about our climate and sustainability strategy. How do we think about transportation and supply chain issues? And how do we think about climate risk in addition to protecting human rights?
It's a lot to think about. Beliveau's job is to basically improve Hasbro's impact on the world, phase out plastic packaging, for example, or work with manufacturing partners who don't exploit labor.
There's an expectation in today's world and society today that companies have a role to play in solving some of the world's problems. And of course, we in industry have always believed that we have an important role to play, but I think it's become, you know, across civil society an accepted premise.
In general, more companies are sharing why they're good for the world and how their employees are part of that mission.
Purpose is one of those mechanisms for animating spirits inside an organization and saying, this is really important work.
George Serafim teaches at Harvard Business School and wrote a book called Purpose and Profit. He says those two concepts are more intertwined than they've ever been. So why would companies care about anything beyond their bottom line? Well, it has to do with their bottom line.
Because they are having actually one of the most important challenges, which is attracting, retaining, and developing talent.
Beliveau at Hasbro says the pandemic has shifted something for many people when it comes to their work.
Employees are really looking for work that not only earns them an ability to put food on the table, support their families, educate their children, but also fulfills, let's say, an individual or personal purpose or gives them meaning in their life.
Now, purpose is tricky to define because it's different for everyone. Purpose can be earning a steady paycheck or maintaining work-life balance. But there is research that shows younger workers especially are looking for jobs tied to social good.
For me, I would love to work for a company that's specifically mission-driven because I think that's just what I want from life right now.
Sazia Noshin just graduated with an MBA from Brandeis University, and she's looking for a job that will help her afford high Boston rent, pay off student loans, and support her aging parents. At the same time, her future employer needs to have a clear social mission.
But if that's like not even something that they address, then I mean, what does that say about the company's culture as a whole? If it's something that you don't consider, then yeah, I probably wouldn't be down to work for them.
Some investors may not be down either. There's a growing buzzword in the business world today.
ESG has become one of the fastest growing areas of finance.
ESG is now big business.
Environmental, social, and corporate governance, or ESG.
ESG is a way for companies to say what's good for the world is part of our business. And investments tied to ESG have been growing rapidly. But this trend has critics like Kem Pucker. He's a senior lecturer at the Fletcher School at Tufts University and served as the COO at the apparel company Timberland.
I think that 99% of what you hear is marketing. It's not going to drive positive social impact.
Pucker says social impact measurements are unregulated in the U.S. It's companies who determine what is good for the world and if they meet those standards. And while he believes there are companies who are serious about doing good, they're in the minority, even if the messaging has gotten louder.
I think it's dangerous. Okay. I think it is deceptive because it creates a false sense of comfort that companies might solve these problems.
Still, Serafim argues this idea of a 21st century company with a positive social mission has taken hold. And to him, the goal is not about having a fine-tuned sense of altruism.
So everything in organizations comes in shades of gray. So the question then is how all organizations can improve from where they are right now.
He says the values of people who make up and support these companies are evolving, and that will drive the way they do business. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Yasmeen Ammer.